DeepEnglish.com.
Base jumpers are daredevils who jump from high buildings, bridges, and mountains with parachutes. What are base jumpers? Base jumpers are daredevils who jump from high buildings, bridges, and mountains with parachutes. Felix Baumgartner wasn't just a base jumper, he was a space jumper. Was Felix Baumgartner just a base jumper? No, Felix Baumgartner wasn't just a base jumper, he was a space jumper. He jumped from a balloon that reached 36 kilometers up in the sky at the edge of space. How high up was the balloon that he jumped from? He jumped from a balloon that reached 36 kilometers up in the sky at the edge of space. Felix is your prototypical daredevil, a person who takes risks without any regard for their own safety. Is Felix a prototypical daredevil? Yes, Felix is a prototypical daredevil. He is known as Felix the Fearless, but he was so overcome with fear before his space jump that he fled the country. What is he known as? He is known as Felix the Fearless. Why did he flee the country before his space jump? He was so overcome with fear before his space jump that he fled the country. Felix Baumgartner always wanted to fly. What did Felix Baumgartner always want to do? Felix Baumgartner always wanted to fly. At just 16 years old, Felix began to skydive, and soon after he began base jumping. How old was Felix when he began to skydive? Felix was just 16 when he began to skydive. He broke 14 world records. How many world records did he break? He broke 14 world records. He was the first person to skydive across the English Channel using a carbon fiber wing, and he's jumped from the world's tallest building. What did he use to skydive across the English Channel? He used a carbon fiber wing to skydive across the English Channel. Has he jumped from the world's tallest building? Yes, he has jumped from the world's tallest building. In 2012, Felix planned his biggest stunt yet. In what year did Felix plan his biggest stunt yet? In 2012, Felix planned his biggest stunt yet. He would skydive from more than 36 kilometers above the Earth. How many kilometers above the Earth would he skydive from? He would skydive from more than 36 kilometers above the Earth. He would travel faster than the speed of sound. What would he travel faster than? He would travel faster than the speed of sound. Even though he jumped more than 2,500 times before, this time was different. How many times had he jumped before? He had jumped more than 2,500 times before. He was jumping from so high that he needed a pressurized suit. What did he need? He needed a pressurized suit. He felt confined by the suit, and that terrified him. How did the suit make him feel? He felt confined by the suit, and that terrified him. He was so freaked out that he actually fled the country. What did he do because he was so freaked out? He was so freaked out that he actually fled the country. His sponsors had already invested millions into fulfilling his dream, and they weren't happy when he ran away. Why weren't his sponsors happy when he ran away? His sponsors weren't happy when he ran away because they had already invested millions. He says it was the lowest point in his entire life. Was it the highest point of his entire life? No, it wasn't the highest point in his entire life. It was the lowest point of his entire life. Felix couldn't let his dream go. What couldn't Felix let go? Felix couldn't let his dream go. He underwent a psychological evaluation and learned that he had claustrophobia, an extreme fear of small spaces. What did Felix learn from the psychological evaluation? He learned that he had claustrophobia, an extreme fear of small spaces. Felix worked with a psychologist who said he simply needed to train his brain to focus on the big picture. What did the psychologist say that Felix needed to focus on? The psychologist said he simply needed to focus on the big picture. He needed to keep his mind off of the suit and remember his ultimate goal, the big jump. What did he need to keep his mind off of? He needed to keep his mind off of the suit. To practice all of this, his psychologist created terrifying situations for Felix. What did the psychologist do to practice all of this? To practice all of this, his psychologist created terrifying situations for Felix. He pushed Felix to the edge of panic and then challenged him to maintain composure by controlling his mind and saying positive things to himself. Who did the psychologist push to the edge of panic? He pushed Felix to the edge of panic. They did this for over 30 hours. How many hours did they do this for? They did this for over 30 hours. In the end, Felix overcame his fear of the safety suit, and he completed the jump. In the end, what happened? In the end, Felix overcame his fear of the safety suit, and he completed the jump. Felix proved that being brave isn't about being fearless. What did Felix prove about bravery? Felix proved that being brave isn't about being fearless. As the famous revolutionary Nelson Mandela once said, "The brave man is not he who does not feel afraid, but he who conquers that fear." What did Nelson Mandela once say? Nelson Mandela once said, "The brave man is not he who does not feel afraid, but he who conquers that fear."